Bessent says U.S. is targeting Iran's access to crypto. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told reporters on April 28, 2026, that Washington is moving to cut off Iran's access to crypto, according to a post from Watcher Guru summarizing the remark. The line is short, but the policy direction it signals is not. It points to crypto rails being treated as first-class sanctions targets rather than a side channel. Bitcoin was trading at $76,315. 1.2% on the day, as of April 29, 2026, when the comment circulated, with ETH at $2,287, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sitting at 40, neutral. The market did not move on the statement, but the framing matters for stablecoin issuers, exchanges, and any service that touches Iranian counterparties. What Bessent actually said. The Treasury Secretary's words, as relayed by Watcher Guru, were narrow. The U.S. is targeting Iran's access to crypto. There was no announcement of a new executive order, sanctions package, or rulemaking attached to the comment in the post itself. That makes this a statement of intent from the top of Treasury rather than a formal action. Even as intent, it carries weight. Treasury runs OFAC, which administers the SDN list, designates wallet addresses, and writes the guidance that exchanges and stablecoin issuers use to screen counterparties. When the secretary publicly names crypto as a sanctions target, compliance teams at Tether, Circle, Coinbase, Kraken, and offshore venues with U.S. exposure tend to take the cue. How this fits the recent enforcement pattern? This is not a standalone remark. Earlier in April 2026, U.S. authorities froze roughly $384 million in crypto tied to Iran, one of the larger Iran-linked seizures on record. The EU also pushed through its largest Russia sanctions package, yet with explicit crypto evasion language, the same month. Bessent's comment slots into that arc. Read together, the through line is that sanctioned states are no longer treated as occasionally using crypto. They are treated as routing meaningful flows through stablecoins, OTC desks, and mixers, and Western regulators are willing to publicly say so. The next steps after public statements like this typically include new SDN designations, secondary sanctions risk for exchanges that fail to screen, and pressure on stablecoin issuers to freeze flagged addresses, where stablecoins sit in the crosshairs. Iran's preferred crypto rails, based on prior Chainalysis and TRM Labs reporting, lean heavily on USDT moving across Tron and, to a lesser extent, Ethereum. That makes Tether the single most consequential private actor here. Tether has frozen Iran-linked addresses before in response to U.S. law enforcement requests, and a public treasury push almost certainly translates into more freeze requests landing on its compliance desk. Circle's USDC, which has tighter U.S. regulatory ties, is less exposed because it already runs aggressive geofencing and KYC at the issuer level. The cards and wallets that route through USDC, including any non-custodial spending product, inherit that posture by default. The bigger question is what happens at the OTC desk and peer-to-peer layer, where flows are harder to intercept once a stablecoin has been issued. What this means for crypto users and operators. For ordinary US-based users, almost nothing changes day-to-day. The friction shows up if you run a service, exchange, on-ramp, OTC desk, payment processor, or stablecoin-linked card program. Expect updated guidance to compliance teams, more aggressive screening of counterparties tied to Iranian IPs or shell entities, and possibly new wallet address designations on the SDN list in the coming weeks. There is also a quieter signal here for non-custodial product design. The cleanest way to avoid being a sanctions transmission belt is to never custody user funds in the first place. That is part of why self-custody card models and recent moves like Visa's WeFi pilot for self-custodied spending are getting attention. The architectural choice matters more when enforcement attention rises. What to watch next? Three things will tell us whether this comment turns into actual policy. First, watch for a fresh OFAC press release naming Iran-linked crypto addresses or service providers. Second, watch Tether and other major stablecoin issuers for an uptick in announced freezes. Third, watch for letters or subpoenas to exchanges flagged in the prior 344 Menor's action, which would indicate Treasury is willing to escalate from seizure to enforcement against intermediaries. The Bessent line on its own does not change the rules. It tells you the direction the rules are going.